Hello, my football friends. This is Darren Hayes of PigskinDispatch.com. Welcome once again to the Pigpen, your portal to positive football history. But before we get started, let me tell you a little story here. There were two ladies of the cloth, two Catholic nuns that were on a mission to, you know, serve the humanity and do some medical devices, visiting some of the elderly. And in their car, the two of them went and paired together, and they would go to people's homes and take care of them medically that needed some help. So they had some medical supplies in the back of the car. Well, they're driving down the city street and they ran out of gas, and they looked and they saw a gas station down the block or so. They looked and didn't have a gas can or anything like that. So they were sort of innovative and they went in the back of their car to see what they had. And they had some metal bedpans. So they grabbed a bedpan and took it down to the gas station, got a couple dollars worth of gas or whatever fit in a bedpan, and put it in there, walked back to their car, and started putting fuel into their car. Well, just right about that time, a couple was driving down the street and witnessed this scene of these folks putting the gas in their car, and said, the husband looked over to his wife and said, "Now that is a lot of faith." It just goes to show that maybe sometimes the perception of what we see is not really what's going on. And, you know, it's a funny, humorous way to look at it. But today we're going to look at something interesting from the NFL and compare this past season to a season 40 years ago. And we have that information coming up in just a moment.
This is the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, a podcast that covers the anniversaries of American football events throughout history on a day-to-day basis. Your host, Darren Hayes, is podcasting from America's North Shore to bring you the memories of the gridiron one day at a time. So as we come out of the tunnel of the Sports History Network, let's take the field and go no huddle through the portal of positive gridiron history with PigskinDispatch.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
And we're sure glad that you were able to join us here today. We're going to take the year of 2023 and compare it to 1983, 40 years apart. Now, I'm picking 1983 because the 80s were probably the decade where offenses started to come into their own and be more like the modern offenses. So let's just see how different the NFL was 40 years ago compared to this past season. Now, for one, there was only 28 teams in the National Football League at that time. There was, you didn't have the Jacksonville Jaguars or the Carolina Panthers or the Houston Texans or the new Cleveland Browns, or the Baltimore Ravens, however you want to look at it. Those are the four teams that were not in existence there until they came in the 90s and early 2000s. But other than that, we're going to look at game-by-game situations. The other thing is, the last three seasons, you've played 17-game seasons. Back prior to 2019, the seasons were, or 2019 and before, it was 16 game seasons back into the 1970s. So 1983 is a nice little mix. We have 16 games, 28 teams, and the rules were fairly similar, but we're going to go over some of that, some things that may have changed the way we look at the NFL. I think one thing that's kind of interesting to look at, let's look at our passing leaders from this past season, 2023. You had Tua Tagovailoa of the Miami Dolphins, and sorry for mispronouncing that last name. He had 4,624 yards. Jared Goff of the Detroit Lions had 4,575. Dak Prescott with the Cowboys, 4,516 in passing yards. Josh Allen of Buffalo, 4,306. Brock Purdy of the 49ers, another Super Bowl team, had the 4,280, and his competitor in the Super Bowl, Patrick Mahomes of the Kansas City Chiefs, had 4,183 total passing yards. Jordan Love, 4,159 with Green Bay. C.J. Stroud's rookie season, an amazing 4,108 yards with the Texans. Baker Mayfield made a strong comeback with 4,044 yards. Trevor Lawrence of Jacksonville, 40-16. So all of the top 10 in passers had over 4,000 yards passing in 2023. Now let's look back and see what we had in 1983. Some of these names you're not going to probably remember or remember, maybe never heard of. But your passing leaders, Green Bay's Lynn Dickey led the NFL with 44-58. So fairly comparable to the 46-24 of Tua. Now, just a couple hundred yards difference over the games. Now remember, Lynn Dickey played 16 games, Tua had 17 games. So that could be part of that difference in there. Now Bill Kenny had 43-48. In 16. Danny White of the Cowboys, and I'm sorry, Bill Kenny played for Kansas City. Danny White of Dallas, 39-80. Joe Montana with the 49ers, 39-10. Joe Theismann of the Redskins of Washington, 37-14. Brian Sipe with the Cleveland Browns, 35-66. Richard Todd with Gangrene up in New York. The Jets, he had 34-78. Ron Jaworski of the Philadelphia Eagles at the time, 33-15. Vince Ferragamo with the Rams, 32-76. And Steve Barkowski of Atlanta had just over 3,100 yards passing. So again, 16 games in 1983 to 17 games. So we sort of understand that a little bit. I think something that's kind of interesting to look at here, though, is that the yards or the plays per game. Okay, back in 1983, they averaged 65.78 plays of offensive plays per game. In 2023, that average was 63.108. So you almost had two more plays, offensive plays per game. Each team, you know, would have two more plays. So about four more plays per game in 1983 versus 2023. So why is that? Now, one of the biggest factors is the timing rules. Back in 2002, after kickoff, the game clock would just began to start when the ball was touched legally in the field of play, and except for the two-minute exception. And inside of 2 minutes, the game clock will not stop when the player who originally takes a snap is tackled behind the line of scrimmage. So that clock kept running here since 2002, so for the last 21 seasons. That did not exist back in 1983. If you remember, the clock would not start until the ball was caught on a kickoff. Our more modern rules, we have, in 2009, they started to rule on all fumbles and laterals that go out of bounds. The clock will immediately start when a referee signals are ready for play instead of waiting for the next snap. Big time on the clock rules. They're trying to speed the games up a little bit here in the modern rules. So, actually, that affects four plays per game on the NFL on average. And what I did is I took the total amount of plays, of offensive plays, and divided it by the number of teams in each game that they played. That's how I came up with that total. So those are just a couple of the clock rules that will help to do that. Now, we didn't have instant replay back in 1983. So now you figure you have three or four times a game at least, you have the red flag coming out. Officials are going to look at it. So the game times, I'm not sure how much time they really saved in games. I think if I remember correctly, they probably saved 20 minutes a game if I'm going to average it. I don't have those official stats. So maybe the NFL gained something there with the TV time so they can get more games in to the networks each day or each Sunday. So that's something positive. But I was kind of a little bit surprised, but there was four less plays per game in that, with the 40 years. But basically, it's still 60-minute game, four 15-minute quarters, just 1983, just like it is today. But kind of interesting. Now, on the other side of the offensive plays, you have rushing. So you look at your rushing leaders for 2023. Again, these are 17 game seasons the team played. It doesn't mean that the rusher or the quarterbacks we talked about earlier played all 17 games, but just who was leading. The leading rushers for 2023, Christian McCaffrey of the 49ers, 1,459 yards. Derrick Henry, 1,167 with the Tennessee Titans. Kyren Williams, he ended up having 1,144 and had a great season with LA Rams. James Cook of Buffalo had 1,122. DeAndre Swift with the Eagles, 1,049 yards. James Conner with the Arizona Cardinals, 1,040. Najee Harris, 1,035 with Pittsburgh. Joe Mixon with Cincinnati, 1,034. David Montgomery, he had a nice 1,017 yards with the Detroit Lions. I'm sorry, 1,015 yards with Detroit Lions. And Raheem Mostert with Miami, 1,012 yards. So your top rusher, McCaffrey, 1,459 yards. Your number 10, 1,012. Back in 1983, there's going to be some names you're going to recognize here because there's some of the all-time greats in rushing. Eric Dickerson led the league with 1,808 yards. Remember, two less games. William Andrews, he played for the Atlanta Falcons back then. He had 1,567 yards in 1983. Kurt Warner, Kurt with a C, the running back, Penn State, played for Seattle, 1,449 yards in 1983. Sweetness, Walter Payton with the Chicago Bears had 1,421. The NFL's all-time leading rusher was in fourth place in 1983 running. The Diesel John Riggins, great Super Bowl hero. He was with the Washington Redskins in 1983, 1,347 yards in 83. Tony Dorsett of the Dallas Cowboys, 1,321. Earl Campbell of the Houston Oilers at the time, who turned into the Titans later on. We know them as the Titans now, 1,301 yards. Otis Anderson with St. Louis Cardinals. That's right, the Cardinals were in St. Louis back then. He had 1,270. Mike Pruitt of the Cleveland Browns had 1,184. And George Rogers of the New Orleans Saints, 1,144. Now, there are some Hall of Famers, and there are some of the greatest rushers in NFL history in that top 10 1983. So look at that range. It's 1,800 yards to 1,144 in your top 10, compared to 1,400 yards to 1,012 with one more game. So you can see the shift of the passing game being a little bit more prevalent in 2023 than it was 40 years earlier. So the year of the pass is coming on. So let's look at our total offensive yardage, which is kind of an interesting way to look at this. In 2023, they were averaging 5.25 yards per play on that for our yardage. And our total yardage was, I guess I don't have the yardage in front of me, but they averaged 5.25 yards of total offense. I'm sorry, I do have 180,382 yards in 2023 was gained. 32 teams, 17 games each, 5.25 yards per play, if you average that all down. 1983, you had, well over 149,000 yards of offense, 5.08. So almost a fifth of a yard less per play back in 1983 compared to what we have now. But there was more rushing yardage. So you could see that shift of rushing to pass, a big difference in there. And you don't really recognize a lot of the quarterbacks. Joe Montana, Joe Theismann, Brian Sipe, Ron Jaworski, Steve Barkowski. Yeah, okay, yeah, we've heard of Lynn Dickey, but Bill Kenny, could anybody name that he was probably in the top 10 1983? Kansas City? No, probably not. Richard Todd, I wouldn't have guessed that would be in there. Vince Ferragamo had a nice year a couple years earlier playing in the Super Bowl 14, with the Rams at 3276. You wouldn't recognize those guys being your top 10 passers compared. So really, you look nowadays, we've probably got some Hall of Famers. We look back a few, probably 10, 15 years from now, we'll see some Hall of Famers at the quarterback position in our modern season here. You know, we know that Mahomes is probably destined to be in there, and you might have a couple more in there, but they have some chances to get in there. Running backs, you know, you might have some Hall of Famers in there too. Christian McCaffrey, Derrick Henry, definitely have some chances to get in there. Maybe Mixon, maybe Mostert, how their careers end up. Maybe Najee Harris. We'll see how that goes. But just to show, just the star power, and things aren't always what they seem. When you go back 1983, thinking that there was not that much offensive production. Yeah, a fifth of a yard less per play, but just scoring-wise, it's also kind of interesting. You had averaged in 2023, our average was 21.04 points per game. 40 years earlier, that number was a little bit less than that. Your total points per game were 21.82. I'm sorry, a little bit more. So you averaged almost 0.8 of a point more 40 years ago running the ball. Probably a few, maybe an extra, a touchdown or two, you know, going in there to up that up. It's almost a point a game more 40 years ago with less passing yards and more running. Interesting times. And indeed, so things aren't always what they seem. It's an interesting way to look at it, and you know, talk about this way that the NFL has emerged and divulged itself and how it's changed in there. So a couple of the rules that we should be able to talk about here. The Chuck Rule was instituted in 1978. So all those years had the Chuck Rule. Defenders can only hit within 5 yards and let go, just like it is today. 1988, and so the 83 did not have this. The 45-second clock replaced the 30-second clock. So 45 seconds after the ball becomes dead, the next play has got to go off. Back in the day, 1983, or before 1988, that 30-second clock after the ready for play. The officials get the ball after the previous play is over. They spot the ball. The referee looks around. Everybody's set, his official-wise. He chops it in. That 30-second clock starts, or just sort of like what you see in high school and some of the college games. And you know, that five-yard contact rule in 1996 was even more enforced than it was the first 18 years since 1978. They had the Chuck Rule, but 1996 they really put extra emphasis into that, and you know, really didn't want let that contact. You started seeing the flags fly a lot more for pass interference and defensive holding and fouls of those nature. So made it a little bit tougher on the defense. But so you would think in 2023 there might be more scoring, but no, there's more passing, more offense, less scoring in 2023 than there was in 1983. This goes to show you, don't judge that book by its cover. That's our history today, comparing those years 40 years apart, and just talking about the memories of some of these great stars that played the game 40 years ago and the ones that played in the modern game. We're going to do some more of these comparisons, and we'll look at some other years from compared to 2023 to put it to a modern perspective of how just great these decades were with some of the players. We'll do that here in one of our future episodes. Until next time, everybody, have a great Gridiron Day.
Peeking up at the clock, the time's running down. We're going to go into victory formation, take a knee, and let this baby run out. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you back tomorrow for the next podcast.
We invite you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, not only to see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. Pigskindispatch.com is also on social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history. A special thanks to the talents of Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff, for letting us use their music during our podcast.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.